Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Another great day, another great week, a week in which big primaries are looming tomorrow. A very contested primary in Alabama, which should get more attention than it does. Three very formidable candidates. And one candidate who was endorsed by President Trump, that would be Mo Brooks, the congressman from Alabama, who was very much part of the January 6th insurrection. He spoke at the rally along with President Trump, getting people excited right before they went to the Capitol building. President Trump de-endorsed him. And this is the only time that I believe this has happened this cycle, where Trump endorsed Mo Brooks, and then Mo Brooks said that it was time to recognize that Biden was the legally elected president. And after that, President Trump de-endorsed him, said he couldn't endorse him anymore, said Mo Brooks had become the a woke candidate. Now, Mo Brooks is one of the most conservative, outspoken conservative members of Congress. And in fact, he's one of those people who has been subpoenaed and they've been trying to come after to talk about January 6th. And now he's made a huge comeback after President Trump de-endorsed him. He flopped down to a voting margin of below 20, and now he's back up in what looks to be a three-way tie. It's similar to Pennsylvania in that regard. And by the way, Pennsylvania going to a recount between McCormick and Mehmet Oz, just as people expected. I mean, if you look at where the ballots are from and the way that McCormick has performed in the previous mail-in ballots, it looks like, though it's too early to say, it looks like McCormick may gain some votes, but probably not enough to win the nomination. So that means that is an Oz-Fetterman race. Another crucial race that is going to be taking place is the race for the Senate seat from Georgia between Senator Raphael Warnock, the Democrat who won last time in a kind of a surprise in that runoff election after the regular election, where President Trump wasn't particularly helpful to the candidates running, Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Now David Perdue is back with a Trump endorsement. He is running against Brian Kemp, the governor of Georgia. And what's astonishing here is Brian Kemp has been Trump's number one target. And Trump's number one backer during his 4 years as president was a guy named Mike Pence, vice president of the United States, considered to have presidential ambitions of his own. Well, now he is not supporting the very strongly supported Trump candidate, which is David Perdue. Mike Pence is going to be at a big rally with Brian Kemp, the incumbent governor, who is ahead in the polls right now by more than 2-1. If he wins with anything like that margin, it has to be a message to the Republican Party. Speaking of messages to the Republican Party, there is a big new poll about how you would label the Republican Party and how you would label the Democratic Party. What are the first words that come to mind? And I know there's a controversy surrounding a pastor named Bill Bolin who labels the Democratic Party as demonic. I'm looking for something, well, maybe a little bit more speaking for a broader public than demonic. 1-800-955-1776. How would you label either party in this time of division and polarization? The results of this poll are terrible news for Democrats. It's just terrible news for Democrats. But they're also very bad news for Republicans. It sounds like Americans have a kind of queasy distasteful feeling toward both major parties. We'll get into that. It's particularly alarming concerning racial divisions. And we will get into that. 1-800-955-1776. What would be your word for describing the Democratic Party and describing the Republican Party? This on the eve of another very big, very significant, very well publicized poll and preceding this primary in Georgia, also primaries in Texas, which is being viewed as a last stand, as they call it, for the Bush family, because they have young George P. Bush, that's George Prescott Bush, who was Jeb Bush's son, of course, the nephew of President George W. Bush, the grandson of President George Herbert Walker Bush. He is running for attorney general in Texas, in running in the Republican primary in a runoff against the current Ken Paxton, the current incumbent attorney general in Texas, who has a bunch of federal indictments against him. And we will see what happens with that. Mitt Romney has a powerful piece about Putin's nukes. And also, we have just in the last 24 hours a foreign policy news of a very big, maybe even very fateful nature. And Joe Biden seems to have changed U.S. policy, but he may not have even thought about it. It may have been just something that he came up with off the cuff. Let's play that for just a moment, because they've had to clarify it since. Actually, we'll go to that in a moment. Let me go to Kevin in Ballard, Washington. Your word for Republicans.
I would say ethno-fascist, considering what happened at CPAC this weekend.
Which part do you mean about CPAC in particular? I mean, I know that it was the CPAC was in Budapest, which is if you're ethno-fascist and a nationalist, it's kind of strange to hold your big rally in Hungary. What happened that you're referring to?
Well, I mean, aside from having Viktor Orban on the stage with Republicans, who's clearly heading towards a dictatorship, and then this anti-Semi-racist TV announcer from Hungary and God knows who else.
See, I don't know about the TV announcer from Hungary, but I know about Viktor Orban. It's very peculiar to have him there. And he wasn't just on the platform. He was the keynote speaker. He was welcoming everybody to Budapest. Why did Tucker Carlson broadcast his show for a week from Budapest? Answer, money talks, nobody walks. Viktor Orban, who is corrupt and radical, and by the way, the most pro-Putin leader of any NATO nation. Yes, Hungary is a NATO nation. And the idea that they want to align themselves with Orban, I think ethno-fascist, first of all, that may count as two words. And I don't think that's appropriate. And that did not make any of the top words used to describe Republicans. We will get to that. We will get to President Biden's perhaps fateful offhand comment about Taiwan. By the way, it's a Hungarian journalist who called Jews stinking excrement addresses CPAC conference. I'm so glad I didn't go. Zsolt Bayer, who has a history of anti-Semitic and racist comments among speakers at the event held by U.S. conservative group in Budapest that included speeches from Trump. I believe that was by video or Zoom, and Tucker Carlson. Tucker, no stranger to Budapest. We will be right back with more on Biden and Taiwan and words for Republicans and Democrats coming up.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, the reference that was made before, we had a caller from Ballard, Washington, who looking for words to describe the Republican Party, the most common word, at least according to the CBS News poll, was extreme. And then the second was hateful. Those are not great words. Third was strong. The words describing the Democratic Party. Number one word, weak. Number two word, extreme. Being weak and extreme, number three word for Democrats, in touch. These are two troubled parties. And speaking of two troubled parties, look, CPAC is not officially a partisan organization. It's very, very Republican. Only occasionally they will have conservatives who are independents or sometimes involved with third parties. But it's basically a Republican organization. And the headline here is from The Guardian, and again, it's verifiable. They say that Hungarian journalist who called Jews stinking excrement addresses CPAC conference. I have no idea what Zsolt Bayer spoke to and said about the CPAC conference. He has a history of anti-Semitic and racist comments among speakers at an event held by U.S. conservative group in Budapest that included speeches from Trump and Tucker Carlson. And it describes him, it says, a Hungarian journalist known for making anti-Semitic and racist comments was a featured speaker at a Friday gathering in the Hungarian capital, Budapest, of prominent conservatives from the United States, Europe, and elsewhere. Marine Le Pen, the extreme right-wing losing candidate in the recent French election, also has been featured at CPAC, and other people from abroad. Nigel Farage has been a regular there. He was one of the, not a British conservative, but a member of what was called the UKIP party, which was an anti-European Union, pro-Brexit party, United Kingdom Independence Party, UKIP. In any event, Zsolt Bayer, according to The Guardian, has called Jews stinking excrement. He's referred to Roma, that's what used to be called gypsies, as animals, and used a familiar racial epithet to describe black people. He took the stage on the second day of the American Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, as it was held in Europe for the first time. By the way, one of the CPACs that I went to, and I believe, I'm almost sure, this was a CPAC in 2012. And they always do a straw vote in these CPAC meetings. And Ron Paul won a lot of straw votes at CPAC because he had a lot of young supporters there. This is not Rand Paul, it's his father, Ron Paul. And I was very happy to see in 2012 breaking that skin, that run for Ron Paul, Mitt Romney, who was there and spoke to the group, and he won, and apparently won fairly handily, their endorsement for president. And I got to tell you, Mitt Romney, who has been an opponent of discrimination and race-based or certainly religious-based hatred of any kind for a very long time, is a far cry from this Hungarian anti-Semite. And in Hungary, it's a particularly unpleasant kind of series of associations, because Hungary has constantly battled anti-Semitism since well before the war and well before the Holocaust, and because Hungary was only basically occupied, they had the opportunity for many Hungarian Jews to try to escape, but instead there was a great deal of collaboration between Hungarians and Nazis to see to mass extermination. There are many other Hungarian Jews who were basically driven out of the country, left the country at the time of the Hungarian Revolution, the failed Hungarian Revolution in 1956. In any event, President Biden, and by the way, if you want a single word describing the Democrats or a single word describing the Republicans, 1-800-955-1776. President Biden was asked a straightforward question by a reporter while he's touring Asia. And important question, what about if China attacked Taiwan? Now, President Biden gave a straightforward, direct, unequivocal answer. The only problem was that has not been U.S. policy. This is President Biden, clip 14A.
Are you willing to get involved militarily to defend Taiwan if it comes to that?
Yes.
You are?
That's the commitment we made. We agree with a one-China policy. We signed on to it and all the attendant agreements made from there. But the idea that it can be taken by force, just taken by force, is just not appropriate. It will dislocate the entire region.
Okay, look, obviously that's true, but the U.S. policy has been, well, it's been frankly something of a mess, and this goes all the way back to President Obama. Where, yes, we want to be supportive of Taiwan. It's a very important ally of ours. Taiwan is a very important country economically in terms of manufacturing computer chips and other things that are instrumental to the U.S. economy. The Secretary of Defense, General Lloyd Austin, was asked to clarify the president's comments, which are not at all clear, and maybe this makes it a little bit better. This is Secretary of Defense Austin. Listen.
One China policy has not changed. He reiterated that policy and our commitment to peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait. He also highlighted our commitment under the Taiwan Relations Act to help provide Taiwan the means to defend itself. So again, our policy has not changed.
Okay, our policy has not changed, and President Biden did refer to the One China policy. The One China policy doesn't mean Taiwan. We used to have a One China policy that meant Taiwan. Nixon changed that when he recognized for the first time Red China, Communist China. And the United States was involved in a very successful gambit in foreign policy orchestrated by Nobel Peace Prize winner Henry Kissinger. And that was a gambit to basically separate the two communist superpowers, Russia and China. Now, that is something that the United States would hope to do right now regarding Ukraine. And regarding Ukraine, a statement that maybe indicates a potential negotiated settlement. Statement from where? From Volodymyr Zelensky. We will get to that and more coming up on The Medved Show.
We will work together and continue to work together.
On The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Our one China policy has not changed.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin speaking to reporters on Monday, this after President Biden made a remark in Japan saying the United States would honor their commitment to defend Taiwan. Any perceived threat of U.S. military involvement in Taiwan would make Beijing mad, which considers the independent territory to be part of China. The Supreme Court says state prisoners can't present new evidence to claim they had ineffective counsel. That will make it harder for inmates to prove the case in post-conviction proceedings. It's a major blow to two death row inmates who said they had claims their state lawyers failed to pursue. Justice Clarence Thomas writing that allowing the claims causes unnecessary delays. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Michael Medved.
Integrity, integrity, integrity.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Well, that little soundbite from John Kerry from some years ago, which I will admit was not actually referring to me. I'd like to think it should be. But nobody would use that term right now to refer to Madison Cawthorn. But I think the Democrats are making another mistake in an attempt to make the rubble bounce. Madison Cawthorn is yesterday's news. I mean, really, he is yesterday's news. Is he embarrassing to Republicans? He's super embarrassing to Republicans. Has he always been embarrassing to Republicans? Pretty much, yeah. I mean, he's the guy who called Zelensky a thug and said that the Ukrainian government, which is fighting for its liberty with U.S. aid, the Ukrainian government was incredibly evil. Well, he's had a great deal of trouble, videotapes released, all kinds of ethical problems. I mean, probably just as bad as Matt Gaetz, but in that same category, who's also being investigated by the Ethics Committee. The House Ethics Committee launched a probe today into embattled Madison Cawthorn, Republican, North Carolina. This is from The Hill. To determine whether he improperly promoted a cryptocurrency without disclosing he had a financial interest in it, and whether he had an improper relationship with a staff member employed in his congressional office. And, of course, there's widely seen videotape of that relationship in fairly intimate terms with the male staff member. The announcement of the probe came on Monday, that's today, after the committee voted to establish an investigative subcommittee on May 11th. The committee noted that establishment of an investigative subcommittee does not mean that a violation has necessarily occurred. Okay, the reason all of this is not such a great thing. Look, it's never a great thing to see a U.S. congressman, particularly a Republican conservative U.S. congressman, who's just utterly disgraced and trashed and embarrassed. They say here in the article on the Hill, a video included in the ethics complaint first reported by the Daily Mail showed Cawthorn in the ethics complaint showed Cawthorn with his scheduler in a car speaking about suggestive topics in an exaggerated accent and his scheduler reaching into Cawthorn's crotch. That Cawthorn's crotch sounded like it would be the title of something, not a place name, necessarily. Another video was released by the anti-Cawthorn PAC the following week that showed Cawthorn nude, engaging in more suggestive behavior in a bed with another individual. Cawthorn at the time said that he was being crass with a friend, trying to be funny, and that it was filmed years ago. He's 26 years old. And the one thing that happens here, he, of course, is denying everything and is attacking the ethics committee for investigating him. Another investigation by the House Ethics Committee, I think it's going to generate some pity for Madison Cawthorn. And that's a pity. And that's inappropriate. The by the way, the name of the cryptocurrency that he violated allegedly insider trading laws by promoting was called Let's Go Brandon. He's not being punished for supporting Let's Go Brandon. And in fact, he's already had the ultimate punishment. He was voted out of Congress. He lost the Republican primary. His seat in Congress will be replaced and will be occupied by a far more worthy guy, a state senator named Edwards, who's a very conservative record and is a very solid guy and will probably be a useful addition to Congress and a big relief to Kevin McCarthy and the other leaders of the Republican side on Congress. But here, for people to go forward, this is part of the problem with the January 6th investigation as well. Right now, we have a general problem in American politics, it seems to me, which is people just won't let go of attempts to destroy the other side in some kind of scandal. And it happens to Republicans, it happens to Democrats, and I think people have a limited appetite for it. Were there serious issues? Are there serious issues regarding January 6th? Yeah, but honest to goodness, they should have moved far more quickly and decisively to resolving them, to letting it be known what they have found in these investigations, but dragging it on and on and on. And all kinds of new attention toward the Hunter Biden laptop. It's the same kind of thing. This is not going to make life better for average Americans. And I think one of the reasons that the parties, and this gets us back to this poll we were talking about, how the parties are rated by the American people, they're rated horribly, both of them. The Republicans, rated by as extreme, hateful, strong, weak. 46% think the Republican Party is strong. 41% think it's weak. 37% think it's caring. And for the Democratic Party, 51%, a majority, think it's weak. 39% think it's in touch. 38% think it's strong, not weak. And 36% think it's effective. What it shows is that with this kind of rating, you have a situation where both parties are so terribly flawed, and there's so much cynicism about both of them. Among Democrats, they want Democratic nominees to focus on what? dealing with inflation is number one. 89% say that. Republicans, what do they want their nominees to focus on? Dealing with inflation. 90%. Now, this is unusual situation. Does anybody have any idea what they should do about inflation? I think Republicans, though this is not a subject of the poll, most Republicans who come up with control spending. You just can't keep spending like that because it's going to make the money worth less, not worthless, but worth less, and that's going to promote inflation. What do the Democrats think they want their candidates to do about inflation? The second priority for Democrats is taxing the wealthy. How is that going to help America's economic woes? How is that going to help the stock market, for instance? I had the stock market, was last I checked, was doing better today, and that's a good thing. And then number three, the Democrats want their nominees to talk about racial justice. We haven't talked about racial justice enough? Democrats think not. Okay, the Republicans want, number one, dealing with inflation, that's 90%. Stopping illegal immigration, that's 89%. The idea that anyone with a border like we have, and we're a situation where most of the illegal immigrants are not people who are sneaking across the border, they haven't been for a long time, they're people who come to the country legally and overstay their visas, they overstay their welcome. And it is not so easy once somebody has been here for a while, maybe even gone to college, and gone to college in this country, and they decide they want to stay, but they've overstayed their welcome, and they don't apply for a new visa, and they don't apply for a green card, and the entire immigration system is a nightmare and a mess. But stopping illegal immigration is the second priority, and the third priority, 86% of Republicans want their nominees to talk about traditional values. One of the reasons that Madison Cawthorn might not be your guy. But if talking about traditional values is what you want, why do we have candidates like we do on both sides? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. More on what Zelensky said about ending the war.
I just wanted to call and throw my 2 cents in.
The Michael Medved Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel, to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution, and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day, plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved.
You are such a riot.
And before there are any riots by American people who are very enthusiastic, some American people, about maintaining Roe v. Wade as it's been understood for the last 50 years. Well, before that happens, I think it's important that people wait to see what it is that the Supreme Court really decides. I think it's almost certain that they are going to decide to maintain and defend the Mississippi law, which restricts abortion to the first 15 weeks of gestation of a pregnancy. And after 15 weeks, there would be no right to abortion. But this whole question about what the Supreme Court will decide, Juan Williams, and this is based, he says, on conversation with people who are close court watchers, everyone is assuming that the text of the leak is going to be the final decision of the court. And Juan Williams believes that it won't be and shouldn't be. So what does that mean? We'll be speaking about that with Juan Williams coming up on the Medved Show. I mentioned that President Zelensky was speaking today. I mean, it's been remarkable. There's a very moving speech with President Duda of Poland, who was speaking before the Ukrainian parliament. The Ukrainian parliament has just one house. It's a unicameral legislature. And he was interrupted frequently for applause. And, I mean, he said, obviously, the right thing that his Ukrainian allies want to hear. Poland's generosity and commitment to their Ukrainian neighbors has been extraordinary. And the welcoming of people estimate now more than 5 million desperate refugees who have been welcomed into Poland, welcomed into some people's homes. It's all very moving. And today, Zelensky was speaking by video conference call with the gathered world economic leaders at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. And that, of course, it would be great. I mean, you know, better than going to Budapest for CPAC. I don't know. Davos looks like it might be pretty interesting. I have never been there, of course. But the Ukrainian President Zelensky was there via video conference today, and he had an idea of what should happen to some Russian assets that are involved with or held by some of the Davos participants. Here's President Zelensky, 20A.
Russian assets should be found and frozen and confiscated and then given to the special fund for compensation for the people who suffered in this. And Russia then will not have any more motivation to act the way they are acting now. When the aggressor loses everything they have, it prevents them from repeating what, from doing that next time.
Something must be done, and I think this Zelensky has been very clear on. Actually, President Biden has been fairly clear on it. The goal of U.S. policy must be that this shouldn't happen again. It's not that one side wins or one side loses, though it really has become an effect that Ukraine must win because they must have the right to defend and sustain and maintain their own independent national existence. But that the most important thing here is that Russia, which has nothing going for it at all except a lot of nuclear weapons, that Russia should not be allowed to do this to another country, to allow to do this again to Ukraine, God forbid, or anywhere else. Because the details of the brutality, there was a piece today, great piece of reporting, in great detail about what the massacre in Bucha really was about. And the extraordinary cruelty and bloodthirstiness of the Russian occupiers. Again, the important thing is never again, and meaning it, and enforcing it. And this does not mean taking a position like the Prime Minister of Italy, who recently spoke out and said that the world must force Zelensky to come to terms. I don't think they would be successful in trying to do that, and there are better nations, and it seems to me more far-sighted nations, including the United States and Britain and France and Germany, that are not taking that position. Zelensky said in his remarks at Davos, and this is very, very important, and if anyone disagrees and thinks this isn't true, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. I think it's emphatically true. Here is what Zelensky had to say about how this war could have been prevented. This is 20B.
Russia started this war in 2014. We are grateful for the support, but if they had done it then, if they had united then and started putting pressure on their governments then we could have avoided this current situation.
Okay. Again, given the fact that he invaded the Donbass originally in 2014, that Putin invaded it initially with separatists, with local forces, not with Russian troops, but providing and aiming and clearly directing the killing of Ukrainian officials, troops, and civilians, because a civil war was going on. And if the world had spoken out more clearly against the seizure of Crimea, and this is after assurances by President Yeltsin of Russia, by President Clinton of the United States, who was there at the time, that after agreements that when Ukraine gave up its own nuclear weapons, which it had, that when Ukraine gave those weapons up, that Ukraine's territorial integrity would be protected. And then they turn around just a few years later to seize the Crimea, which is an important part of the Ukrainian territory,
and the world does nothing, in effect. Yes, had the world stood up more strongly, the subsequent invasion with all of the mass slaughter and the property destruction and the horror of the thing would not have occurred. And there was also this for the World Economic Forum in Davos. Last comment from President Zelensky. This is clip C.
We propose that any companies leaving the Russian market come to the Ukrainian market. You can be strong when you defend freedoms, and you will see how useful it is for you in the Ukrainian market. Ukraine creates opportunities for businesses.
Okay, basically saying that we're open for business despite the ongoing warfare. Look, it's a terrific idea. McDonald's pulling out of Russia was a big deal, just like McDonald's opening up in Russia was a big deal. And it's true, Ukraine is it's less than a third of the population of Russia, and now with all of the refugees, it's less than that. However, think of what it would mean just to the worldwide prestige of, I don't know, IKEA, great Swedish company, or McDonald's, or any of the other companies that have pulled out of Russia to open up in Ukraine. This seems to me a remarkably positive idea. There is this final thing, and it's very tough to even know what to do with this thing or about this thing or who it helps or what it helps. The Democrats who say, according to the CBS News poll, that they want their candidates to focus on defending abortion rights. 83% of Democrats want that. And Republicans, only 59% want people to focus on opposing abortion. And which party do you trust more to handle the economy? 49% Democratic Party, 51% Republican Party. This race continues, and the choice continues for direction. We need a better direction for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the food you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039, or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance, the number 7.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.